It's gonna take a lot to take me away from you.
There's nothing that a hoping man no more can ever do.
I'll bless the
rains down in Africa.
Gonna take some time to do the things I never had.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well,
dang. Welcome. That hurt me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I was here for that, and that was painful. I can't imagine what that sounds banging out of a
speakers. This is officially Nullcast, episode 15.
Woot.
If we can get you to talk into the microphone when you do speak.
Oh, snap. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh,
I feel like I should be a principal at a school and just reprimand people. Like, I'm so good at it. All right, let's go around the room real quick.
Yeah, let's do this quick.
This is actually a week after our last podcast.
Yeah, no, this is definitely not.
Time has gone by.
Just 20 minutes after we recorded the last one.
We've had this candle burning for like a whole week now.
Yeah, boy, we really smelled that candle.
The room just
stinks. Woo.
My name is Dan.
My name is Rob.
Andrew, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that didn't know the lyrics to that last song.
Sean.
Robertina.
Yes. With a rolled R.
Kristen.
No. No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no.
No, no,
no. No, no, no.
Where's your bag of cigarettes?
Where's mine?
You buy cigarettes by the bag?
I said pack.
Oh.
Where's your bag of cigarettes?
Where's
your bag of cigarettes? I know you're picking them off the street. She's got a whole bag full of just like the stumps.
The stumps.
What's your name, sir? Okay, we've got the whole crew here.
Yep. Boy, it's so glad you guys could come back.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys traveled back up here from Florida.
Long week.
Where are you from?
Maryland.
Maryland.
All the way from Maryland. Yeah, my sister and
a five-hour drive. Yep.
Three-hour drive.
41-hour drive.
We drove to Maryland, and it took us like 18 hours. Like, it was crazy.
It was not what, are you just hours. Driving in loops
it
to
Delaware?
It
wasn't 18, but it was long.
You guys went the wrong way.
We left at like 5 a.m., and we got there at like noon. It was like crazy.
Did you go to California first?
What part of Maryland?
Baltimore.
Oh, we drove through Baltimore. I think we got a couple bullet holes in my car from that.
That was probably from Trash Panda.
He sees us driving by, just firing at us.
Where did you go in Maryland?
We went to Mechanicsburg.
Okay.
Mechanicsville.
Mechanicsville.
The county.
Did your car fixed there?
Then it's, you get out of here.
Just get out.
The one-liners on this podcast are insane.
Zing.
Oh my, that's the only reason we kept listening.
Okay, so we're talking about handguns. I'm going to jump in here real quick.
We're
talking about getting shot while you're driving through Maryland. So the podcast came out where it was talking about flasks, and I think we're gonna circle back to this in a bit. You should hear what Trash Panda wanted to get his groomsman, whom I was one of, for a wedding groomsman gift.
Wait. So we talked about, I'm trying to remember. We talked about flask.
So we talked about flask, and there's a book that's hollowed out, and there's a flask.
Was that him?
Which is what Trash Panda gave me. Yeah.
Can we get just a little golf clap?
Just a little golf clap.
Oh, thank you.
Good job. That thing was super cool. Someone bought me one like the next day.
Boom. Yeah. I tried to make one, and it took forever, and it looked really ugly about it.
He tried cutting open an encyclopedia to hide a flask.
You know what? That was honestly very impressive. Like,
I got through that whole thing. I could fit a bullet bourbon in there, boy.
Dude, sell it on Etsy.
It's legit, but it looks super ugly.
Were you cutting it with a razor or what?
I was cutting with a stupid X-Acto knife.
It took
me like 15 years. It was crazy.
We could take it to that farmer's market in Brooklyn, and you can sell it for like $400. Like,
handcrafted.
Those stupid hipsters.
Yeah. But you were telling me what you wanted to get instead of the flask, you wanted to get your groomsmen.
I wanted to get custom engraved M1911s for everyone.
Handguns.
He wanted to get his groomsman handguns.
And what do you think about that, Robertina?
I just didn't have the money.
It's a classy choice in Maryland.
It was a money thing.
I didn't even consult Naomi. You know,
who is Naomi?
Oh, Robertina. I didn't even consult Robertina.
Okay. This is getting so.
But if
that
I could
must
have
be her middle
guns.
Name. Is her middle name Naomi?
Yeah, Robertina Naomi Knoll.
Got it.
Not Knoll. Not anymore.
Oh yeah.
It's been a while. It's not.
I didn't even like think twice.
I didn't even think twice too.
Yeah.
What's your last name, Robertina?
Stavros.
Stavros.
She's a Knoll right. When she's mad at me.
Well, we were talking about this before, and to this day, when you do something to her, surprising, she still yells at Rob?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been hardwired in for like 20 plus years to yell at me.
But her example was like, when he goes to push me off the pier, I yell, Robbie.
Well,
how often does this happen?
You know, I like to harass her every now and then.
like take her down to the Baltimore docks and push her off.
Push her off.
Come on, we're going down to the harbor.
Not again.
Well, the Baltimore Harbor is actually really nice.
The Inner Harbor.
Inner Harbor. Well, okay,
you
know. So
if you've got some extra dollar bills, you can give them to all the homeless people asking you for money.
I went to the Boston Harbor where there's like an aquarium.
Yeah. Boston.
No, not Boston.
Where were
Baltimore.
You?
He says Boston. Baltimore.
The aquarium's super nice.
Like, that area was super nice, but they were like, don't go one block over.
Yeah.
Because you'll die.
It's pretty shady.
Because got you it. Will die.
I don't buy fish for dolphins. I'm not giving a dollar to a hobo.
You don't. Wait, what?
What? Max and I literally just hit glasses because we both like
the whip snap like
they're fighting over that one microphone.
Blasted their
what
glasses.
Do you got against dolphins?
Can
well,
you
what
explain I'm saying that? Is, explain that.
You're like, oh, you just get a bunch of dollars and go down and give them to the homeless people asking for money. And I'm thinking, I don't even buy fish to feed dolphins for a dollar. I'm not going to go throw money at hobos.
Because dolphins are more important than people.
I would sort
of. So
are there dolphins that need food?
Dolphins are mammals too.
I don't buy fish for dolphins.
Dolphins
for
always need
is that a
food.
Saying?
Is that really a saying?
No,
did you make that up?
No, he's thinking about SeaWorld, guys. He's thinking about SeaWorld.
Oh. She's right. I totally am.
Because he worked at SeaWorld. He worked at SeaWorld. Okay.
But that still doesn't make
Disney.
Sense.
Did
because,
not work
yes,
SeaWorld.
People are more important than dolphins.
I'm not saying they aren't. But I'm saying I'm not going to get a whole fistful of dollars and go give them to
like,
a bunch of homeless.
And that's like a pleasurable
experience.
Yeah,
but you might do that before you would feed fish to dolphins.
But what I'm saying is I'm not going to on purpose get a whole bunch of money and go down to a dock and just start handing it out to homeless people.
Because performers.
No.
No. No. Performers
no.
Deserve
no.
Money.
There's this
Baltimore.
One guy and like he takes a subway. He takes the A train usually.
Does he do like flips and stuff in the subway?
No, he's homeless and
hello.
He starts off like,
my name
why is everyone
Anthony.
Here? Is it my house? And he starts getting crazy and he starts making like this racket and everyone's all freaked out like this homeless guy's going to stab him. And then he starts doing this comedy routine. He's like, yeah. I live here for free, you know. And no, everyone pays. Oh, expensive to live. I live in Manhattan. I live in Times Square for free. And he like, goes into this whole thing, and it's super funny. And I want to give him money every time, but I just don't have money. It's like super good.
Wait,
so
people
give
anyone?
Money.
Do other people?
Robertina, are you saying that?
Yeah,
you,
people give
you
him money all the time.
You actually like
super funny.
Go to an ATM, get a $20 bill out. Have them make it into ones, and you go hand out money to homeless
I'm
people.
I'm not saying she did that, but just her illustration.
But the way she said it, it sounded like that.
You will be accosted with homeless people at
can
the Inner Harbor asking for money.
If you ask her for money,
she would
I'm
give it to
you. I'm asking right now. Can I have some money?
I have $5.
I'll take it. With no shame in my heart, I will take that
but
money.
But you're not going to take that and use it to feed dolphins, right?
No, I'm going to buy alcohol with it.
Oh.
just like at the Inner
like,
Harbor.
Like
that's
like
what they're doing.
I am basically a homeless person.
What
yeah, those little bottles.
The little things get on the
like,
plane.
I want the little one, the little Jack Daniels over there.
Give me just a tiny bit of Tito's.
That always cracked me up. Like, it's not just... Like, there's not a tiny bottle guy that's just making all these tiny bottles and these liquor companies are filling them up. They're little miniature versions of whatever bigger bottle they're normally in.
The tiny little Jack Daniels bottle is a little
is a
square
little
Jack
giant
Daniels.
I know.
It's like a
and
Jack
Johnny
Daniels.
Walker is a little tiny Johnny
it's
Walker.
It's super cool. I love it.
And it's like they have a miniature
Little Patron
gun.
Is like a little Patron. Like, it is
you,
does it have like a little cork?
You yeah, are their demographic. That's why they make these mini bottles.
Love
for
that
you guys.
Stuff.
I honestly
buy that stuff
like
all day.
There are certain lines that I will not cross, though. Like, I will not drink Pabst Blue Ribbon. I will not drink alcohol that comes out of a plastic bottle.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Wow.
Plastic
you're not
going to
drink
bottle.
PBR, boy?
Soboyeski or whatever.
That
cheap
whatever that,
vodka.
Like, that slow gin.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Clan McGregor?
What?
Clan McGregor?
What is that?
Clan McGregor is a scotch,
is it a whiskey?
It comes out of a plastic bottle.
It probably tastes like
Heaven's
lighter
Hill.
Fluid.
Heaven's Hill is plastic bottle whiskey, but it tastes all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's super cheap. It's like you get a handle for like $15. It's crazy.
What's a handle?
Like
it's like the big jug.
The big jug. The big boy.
Whoa.
It's like it is
I
like
didn't know that had a name.
Because it has
no.
A handle.
Oh, yeah.
It has like a
oh,
handle.
Wow.
Man, they call it a handle of whiskey in like country music, but of course that explains why you don't know about that.
Because
you probably
like,
don't listen to
it's
country.
Like this. Right here, what I got right here.
That
you're
clearly
a
is a handle.
That's a handle.
A giant
so,
coffee mug.
So before we get off the rails, we
too late.
A month ago we lit a candle.
Yes, a whole month has passed.
And I think last time, I thought it smelled like a baseball glove. Sean thought it smelled like clay.
Yeah.
What did you guys say?
Grandma's house.
Grandma's house.
And
Sequoia.
So it's been burning for an entire month.
It's been burning for a whole month. It's barely down. I mean, it's an amazing candle.
How much it's not. it's almost
down.
As if we just lit it.
Sponsored by Yankee Candle.
It smells like burning hair because I got it too close to my nose.
But it's supposed to smell like...
it smells like burning hair.
Oh.
It's supposed to smell like what? Like tailgating is what the name of it is?
That's the name of the candle.
And now that it's lit, I honestly do smell fumes. I'm a little lightheaded, too.
Yikes. Fumes, vomit, and alcohol.
And burned hamburgers. When Sean smells things, his nostrils get huge. Do you see that? Look at him go.
No, he looks like a rabbit.
Trying to smell it.
Did you just say bigger than his eyes?
Yes.
Anything is bigger than Sean Wong's eyes. His eyes are closed right now.
That's true. My eyes are small.
You got to show him the thing where you make your eyes really big.
I'm not.
Watch him.
My eyes will get as big as humanly possible.
All right, ready?
Okay, this is like small.
We need to take a picture of this so we can post it.
This is like small.
Can somebody take a picture of this?
It's big. It feels really big. Is it big?
No.
It feels like super big.
Your eyebrows just go up. That's
Oh, really? Oh, maybe that's why my eyebrows feel
Can
really
someone
big.
Take a picture of him doing that so that we can
Maude is grabbing Sean by the
oh,
eyeball.
Oh, man, that felt crazy big.
That Sean felt is like, being accosted
that
by Maude.
I felt my eyeball was going to come out. Oh, that was man. Crazy.
I like that Maude just ran over there and grabbed Sean's eyeball.
I was She's about to do it.
She's a nurse.
We had this discussion right, the other day that because I was looking at someone and they have like crazy long eyelashes. I was like, what the heck? Like, why is it so long?
But Luis. Then,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me, like, that's because when dust, like, tries to get into your eyes, like...
Yeah.
Your eyes are so big, but my eyes are so small. Look at my eyelashes. They're,
but
like...
your eyelashes,
they're
like...
literally
go,
perfect.
Your eyelashes go, like, under your eyelids.
Your eyelashes, right. like, come straight down.
You see how small they are? They're, like, 2 millimeters thick. They're, like, yeah. way small.
My eyelashes are so long, so. They get, like, tangled in each other, and I can't open my eyes.
I don't even know, honestly, that I have eyelashes, but I look really close in the mirror, and I can kind of see them. That's the only way I can tell, because, like... I can't feel them at all. It's like nothing.
But Luis has like luscious eyebrows
yeah.
that like go,
I can,
they're
I can
distractingly
grab
big.
I can grab them.
So, eyebrows or eyelashes?
I'm sorry, eyelashes.
Eyelashes. Oh.
This whole time we've been talking about eyelashes, we may have been saying eyebrows. So we meant eyelashes.
So eyelashes, all right, eyelashes keep stuff out of your eyes. What the heck do your eyebrows do?
It gives you emotions. It gives you emotions.
Helps people understand you're being sarcastic.
There's got to be some like...
What
like
maybe it like
sexy.
Stops your sweat. Like...
Oh.
So what happens? Okay, let's go on.
Science teacher.
So what happens when these women like shave their eyebrows off and then tattoo eyebrows on?
No sweat protection.
No protection.
No sweat protection.
Yeah, that's gross.
Does anybody else find that weird when women do their eyebrows?
No, it definitely
but it's like
is.
Okay, not
but
even
just,
shave it off.
It's
I'm,
like
I'm talking
painted
like
on.
Perfect like.
Yeah.
Weirdly straight eyebrows.
Nothing makes me run away faster than that.
They like to pluck it, right? Girls like to pluck it.
I think they do that. Was that threading?
And like cut it.
Oh.
Have you ever had your eyebrows threaded? I did it
I'm
once.
Sorry.
One time what? At the barber, the guy tried to cut mine. He cut mine at the barber.
Really?
Yeah. He goes around and I was like, I don't know what you're cutting right now. You're like cutting my skin. But he's just like, he's just doing it. And then apparently he's trimming my eyebrows.
Yeah. When I go to the bar, when I get my hair cut, he puts a comb up to my eyebrows and takes the clippers and.
What? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I am Greek, so I'm pretty hairy dude.
They're a little bit bushy. More than Sean's are, but still.
It's like trimming a bear's fur.
But still, like, you don't expect that.
Holy cow, I have not even noticed people's eyebrows. Like, look at these guys' eyebrows right now. How do I
talk on your mic.
Like?
Your eyebrows look normal-ish. Your eyebrows, actually, because you're so blonde, your eyebrows fade out about halfway across your eyes.
Whoa.
And I can see they're there, but because
I'm looking at Trash Panda compared to Sean Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cat.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Like, yours are so thin and his are so thick.
Really?
Trash Pandas mm-hmm. look like he's got two caterpillars above his head.
Yeah.
And you look like you've got like...
Really?
Okay, yeah. Trash Panda, honestly,
fine.
Do you pluck your eyebrows a little bit?
I don't.
No.
Oh, no, because he's a male.
No. I get my hair cut.
Because
he's an adult
know, like,
man.
You don't
he's an
take
adult
care
male.
Of a unibrow or anything?
I get my hair cut every 4 weeks and I let my barber do it. He's an Italian dude. I've gone there for the last 26 years of my life.
Wow.
How old are you?
26.
So every year.
So
of
he's
his
been
life.
Cutting your hair since
is
you were.
Is his name Giuseppe?
Since, he gave me my first haircut.
What's his name?
Wait, whoa. The guy who gave you your first haircut is still cutting your hair?
He's still cutting my hair.
That is impressive.
Holy
yeah.
Wow. How old is this dude?
He started cutting hair when he was 15. He's like 70 some years old now.
See, I hope that one day I will love something that much.
Yeah.
Like that
as
no,
much
no.
as your barber.
Seriously, no. Like that dude has been cutting hair his whole life.
I hope so too.
He loves that.
I hope you find a barber to fall in love with, babes.
I worry about the day that he doesn't cut hair anymore. I don't know what I'm gonna
like,
do.
He wakes up to cut hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what his whole life is.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name is Rudy.
His name is Rudy.
Really? Okay, now this is the difference between
Giuseppe.
You and me.
He speaks Italian.
I hope I am never like that
no,
at all
like, imagine,
in my life.
Imagine you did something that simple, but it was just so satisfying to you.
And that people were super happy with you for doing it.
Like, you're like, this is all I need. Like, I enjoy this so much. And it's so simple. I can do it every day. Like,
I just like eating gummy bears. Like, I love that.
Eating gummy bears? You can't be the guy that eats gummy bears every day.
That makes me so happy.
I got some gummy
bears
at home right now. That's not a thing. I have gummy bears in the car.
I saw. I wanted to eat those so bad.
You should have.
Imagine getting paid to eat gummy bears.
Yeah. If I get paid to be a gummy bear like eater tester, like test like flavors.
Those
like,
guys that do
simple
jobs.
There's so many things to do.
I know, but like.
There's so many things to do. Like snipping other people's hair with the scissors.
My two dream jobs.
But you get so much joy out of something so simple. Like, that's the cool part.
Yeah, and think about the conversation.
Have you ever seen a waterfall? Like,
what are you even talking about right
now?
What
the heck are you saying? Waterfall?
He just zoomed way up.
You're just like, this guy is so happy to wake up and do this every day. And I'm like, no.
Have you ever seen a waterfall?
But if he's so happy to do that simple thing, imagine like when he finally gets to see something cool. It must be like Sean Wong levels of cool.
I don't know.
What does that have to do with the waterfall?
They don't constantly come out with new flavors of gummy bears. Just
or
the
bubble
gum. What? Okay.
But they're constantly coming out with new haircuts.
I have two dream jobs. Flavor.
I want to hear these
flavor,
dream jobs.
Flavor tester for like candies. Candy flavor tester or Gatorade flavor namer. That's my two dream jobs.
So let's.
There's no job security in that.
I just thought of a new game.
There's 100% job security. My names would be like the best.
Okay,
I drink
so
something
let's...
and it's blue. It's gonna be like Arctic.
Whoa,
whoa.
Let's rename the Gatorade colors.
I like where he's going with this. I like
I'll
where Beef is going.
Okay, so you got the light blue. It's like Arctic Frost or something like that.
Okay, sure.
Okay so I guess I can't use Arctic and I can't use Frost.
Yeah, you can't rename. Like, give me a new name.
Right, those are
for the light blue.
It's okay. A light blue Gatorade.
Okay, light blue. I would call it an Arctic Blizzard.
You just said you can't use Arctic.
I use something else.
Okay, pick a color that you want to rename. Something that you have
green.
In mind.
Green. I like green.
Uh-huh. Is there a green Gatorade?
Yeah, there's like a lemon lime one.
You never had green?
It's like
I
green
only
apple
buy the blue.
Too.
I only buy the light blue.
Right.
Blue's the one that cures any illness.
That's true. Yeah.
It also doesn't taste like blood, so that's why I buy that one.
Blue Gatorade and steamed frozen vegetables.
No,
will cure any illness. You heard it on the Nocast first.
He does that.
You're going to see this on Dr. Oz. You're going to hear it on Dr. Laura. This is the cure for what ails you.
Sponsored
steamed
by Gatorade.
Steamed vegetables and blue Gatorade.
Get your steamed Gatorade.
Is it a certain order? Do you steam the vegetables in the Gatorade?
Just put that stuff in your body and you will feel great.
Max, you know, you ever seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes.
The Windex movie.
The Windex
how like guy. All the Greeks have Windex as their thing?
It
is
works.
That true?
It blue, works, yeah.
Blue Gatorade.
Do it all the time.
Blue Gatorade is Max's Windex. Blue Gatorade cures everything.
And
as far
yeah,
as
dark, like
dark, blue, dark blue or light blue?
Light blue.
Okay.
What about
you
the
dark blue? Nothing.
You take some blue Gatorade, get some electrolytes in you, get yep. your body working again.
Get
and
that
you,
blue, get that red
and
dye.
You put
40
some frozen vegetables and give your body the nutrients it requires to heal itself.
Do they have
and
you
you're
frozen?
Good. You're good.
Can I just
Max
do fresh?
Max is sitting on a couch yet standing on a soapbox at the same time.
You can do fresh.
I know
that's
every
okay.
time you're feeling sick because Rob will tell me Max did the blue Gatorade or the mixed vegetables, so I don't visit your cube.
So okay, let's rename green.
Okay, yeah.
What is the real name of green right now?
I have no idea, actually.
It's like green apple,
you
isn't
have to,
it?
You have to give me a green, like this green. This is like apple green.
Okay, yeah.
But my Trash favorite Panda's is like shirt. That green.
I'm talking like...
Fluorescent
you,
green.
What do you name it?
Rename your favorite Gatorade.
My favorite Gatorade, it's like fluorescent green. It's like, it's going to be lime tasting.
Antifreeze.
No, I'm going to call it... I'm going to call it... Let's see. What should I call it? It has to be like epic. You
this
know?
Is your dream job. You haven't thought about this?
No, but well, this is my favorite flavor. This is like a lot's riding on this.
You guys spend 40 hours a week doing
deal.
This.
It's not some deal. Red flavor.
This is just come up with
this is.
Really
I imagine
really.
This guy favorite like named everything and he just signed out. Like, all right, I'm done.
All right, it's no. Arctic flavor. Arctic Frost. I'm out
Arctic
here.
Frost.
And it's
done.
Gonna, I'm trying to picture my favorite tasting when I'm tasting. Ah, oh, so good. Like, I'm trying to picture that. The flavor, like that, my favorite flavor and my favorite color, like explosion of flavor in my mouth. Like, ah, so good.
I wish you could see the way he,
yeah,
like,
he
squinted his eyes and like tossed his head.
It's gonna
back
be. It's gonna be something
ecstasy.
Like something
squinted
crazy.
His eyes more
Why
than
is
normal.
This gonna
be
on
like,
Twitch.
What's like a super epic like word? Like
perspicacious.
Perspicacious. Is that a real word?
Yes, it is
like,
a real word.
Plutonic. Perspicacious.
Yeah.
Oh, plutonic.
Define that word.
I'll have to define it.
Plutonic
phone,
is a good word because it's like plutonic. It's nuclear because it's green. It's like ooze. It's like.
So Trash Panda just did your job for you.
No, we're collaborative. I'm the lead. But so, I have a team. I have
so
a
Sean,
collaboration
I'm sorry
team.
To tell you this, but we're going to have to let you go.
No, he's part of my team. He is my, what do you call that? We have like a group, a focus group. He's my focus group.
Think tank.
Giving me ideas. He's my think tank. He's like, I'm throwing out ideas. Like,
so, imagine. Okay, it's what is it? Plutonic?
Perspicacious.
Platonic green.
The word, the
like
word.
We're just friends.
No. It's, no. Garrett's new flavor to cool you off.
It's gonna be uranium.
Friend zone. The drink.
Okay, hang on.
Plutonic friend zone.
Plutonic is totally different than plutonic. Well, I think you guys are getting confused.
I said platonic.
I said plutonic.
Plutonic, like uranium.
Is plutonic even a word?
Yeah, it's totally a word. That's like when you get like uranium and you're trying to make like nuclear warheads.
When you're naming Gatorade, it doesn't have to be a word.
Plutonic is the relating to or denoting igneous rock formed by solidification of considerable depth below the Earth's surface.
That's exactly.
I'm glad we got that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All perspicacious about geology, means bro. Having a ready insight into the understanding of things.
That's not Gatorade.
Also like perspicacious.
So the plutonic is the first word. You got to have two. It's got to be a two word.
I wish I could name it. I already have a name right now that's perfect for me, but it's already like a copyrighted name.
What is it?
Psychomantis.
Plutonic Psychomantis. No,
that's what you would call your Gatorade?
Yeah, the green one. The lime green right there.
Because mantis are green.
Mantis are green. Yeah. And it's like super.
What if
like,
you call it like plutonic mantis?
Plutonic mantis? I probably could do that. Plutonic, or what's another word for psycho?
But would you buy that?
Like insane?
If I was the Gatorade executive, I would pay you $0.
Yeah, I would fire
okay,
you.
Okay, what about, let's do a red one.
Do a red one then.
Okay, good. Let's do a red one.
Let's do it. What's the flavor? What's the flavor? Give me some.
It's fruit punch flavor.
Fruit punch. No,
that's junk.
Like, people love fruit punch.
What about like cherry?
How about blood
orange? Okay, let's do cherry. What is it, like red vanilla in Hawaii?
Blue vanilla.
It's blue vanilla. Name the blue vanilla.
I don't really like blue vanilla, though.
I don't care who you are. This is good TV right here.
Okay, blue vanilla.
We haven't named one Gatorade.
I told you.
Mantis. Psycho Mantis.
You suck at this job.
Psycho Mantis. I named one. Psycho Mantis. Okay, I'm going to do a red one. It's cherry flavored. It's kind of like a cranberry juice red. And
I don't know why this part is important. Just tell us the name of
it. No, because it matters. Drink. Like, because you're thinking the name. Like I'm drinking. Like, man, this is Psychomantis. What is this? And I'm drinking. Like, ah, oh, that totally is Psychomantis. So this is like dark cherry, like Bing cherries. You know, like Bing cherries.
Are you calling it Bing cherry?
Like the search engine?
Bing points. It's the drink.
It's Bing cherry Bing flavor. Cherry.
Brought to you by Microsoft.
But I'm gonna call it like. It has to be something with like.
Sponsored by
I guess it has to be
Bing
something
Bing
with
cherries.
Red, right? It has to be
Bing
something
has never
with red.
Given
what's
me
red?
Useful fire. Results.
Fire.
Lava.
Boom, right there. Lava.
The
lava.
Pictures are cool,
even
though.
Better. I'm gonna call it spontaneous lava.
You're naming an energy drink meant to refresh, okay. And you're going to call it spontaneous
got
lava?
Psycho Mantis and okay. Spontaneous lava.
The last 2 days.
Jean Wong, you are fired. We are moving on.
Trash no ways. And Robertina, neither of them have come from you.
Spontaneous no. Lava sounds like what you would call diarrhea.
That's, yeah, exactly. That's my focus group right here. My focus group. And there's that clear one, remember? There's that clear one.
Your
that
focus group just left the building.
Like, what does that clear one taste like?
What's water. Great. It tastes like water.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, grape. That's right. The clear one is grape for some reason.
No, I'm pretty sure grape is purple. I drink a lot.
I've literally only had clear blue,
purple.
Like light blue.
I used to drink purple when I was a kid and I was roofing. Purple is Riptide Rush.
Oh, that's a pretty good name, though.
Good
that
stuff.
Is a quality
that's
name.
A quality that is a name.
You see, are not giving us quality names.
No, but I would
names.
Name it because
it's
Rapid
dangerous.
Raspberry.
I just want to interject here real quick.
Yeah,
there's
but
also fierce grape. They had... Every color has more than one flavor.
I agree with him because the light blue is sometimes like cool water blue,
yeah.
And sometimes it's like frost something.
Right, yeah.
Frost, that's like
so,
a quality.
No, but like fierce grape is the knockoff.
Adjective.
Like you want Riptide Rush.
Riptide
like when you're
Rush
on the roof
good.
And you're like need something cool and refreshing, you're all about the Riptide
it
Rush.
Depends.
You're
if you're going to play sports, then you want to use Riptide Rush.
That's like for
Rush.
Sissies.
Robertina has something to say.
I thought you said roofing and I thought you meant like I was throwing up.
No. His teeth enamel.
I was roofing in the bathroom.
You're ripping off old shingles and putting on new ones. Roofing. Like,
I
so,
see.
I know
see.
You have
Gatorade applies
roofs
in both situations.
In Florida.
Ripping off shingles.
If you're roofing, try spontaneous lava.
Do you use that term? for throwing
no,
up?
No, but I thought maybe he did.
You in the bathroom?
No. She's like, nobody uses roofing for throwing up.
I think I'm going to roof. In the bathroom roofing all night.
I got to go. Like, I think I'm going to roof. The
bathroom, no, there's something about throwing up that starts with an R. That sounds like a code word for
doing some kind of drug. Ralph. Like
Ralphing.
There you go.
Ralphing.
But see, I didn't know in his vernacular if that meant throwing up.
Wow. Thanks, Miss Frizzle.
Roofing. Putting on new roofs and taking off old ones. It's
you can drink Gatorade either
you
situation.
You guys are crazy. I am not crazy.
You better drink spontaneous lava, boy. Okay. You
both
drink
of our mothers have shut this thing off
so
by now.
We've named all of our Gatorades.
This is like the longest commercial for Gatorade we've ever done.
We have these guests.
Gonna buy it.
We have some guests here. We have TP. We call him TP. We have Maud.
No, we did at the beginning.
Then we have
Robertina.
Robertina. She has a name. I know it. It's Robertina. So last time we talked about some things that you guys didn't agree with. Was there anything else?
So I want to talk about the flasks. Uh-oh. You know.
We started talking about you buying guns for us.
Right. I couldn't get everyone a gun. With I just don't have that kind of money.
You're a terrible friend.
Well, your friend got you weapons, but you were like medieval weapons.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
If Trash Panda got me a loaded weapon before a wedding? Are you kidding me right now?
So when we got
married, you'd go out in the parking lot and just shoot six rounds of something.
We got married. It was around Christmas time.
Biba shooting himself in the foot, literally. Like, this whole wedding, I was trying to dance with a shot foot.
I can see that happening.
And there was this
typical Long Island wedding.
There was this Christmas tree set up. We don't want a Christmas tree in our wedding photos.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, they got married in December, so the place they had the wedding was like all Christmased up wreaths and
like
the whole deal.
I would like to talk about that if we have the opportunity.
Let's circle back to that.
So, about Christmas trees or weddings?
My wedding date, it was amazing.
So anyway.
It's true, it was.
But anyway, getting back to the flasks, I feel like, so you guys said that the purpose of flasks is, you know, just to get drunk, basically. But I feel like flasks aren't being utilized properly. The purpose of flask is to take alcohol where it shouldn't be, or
I think you're just reconfirming what we said,
or where you don't want to pay for it. So
a flask is a sneaky thing,
but
right.
But you have
first
to
of all
classy.
I don't think we said that having a flask is to get drunk.
I think
I did say that.
Oh, maybe you did.
Maybe
because
okay.
I still agree with that. Because I feel like there's
you
two
feel like a flask is a symbol of an
reasons,
alcoholic.
There's two reasons you drink alcohol. Either A, you enjoy the taste, or B, you want to get drunk.
Okay.
When you enjoy the taste, there's a certain way to drink it to
and
enhance,
that way is not out of a metal can.
And out of a metal thing in your jacket is not the way to do that. You are looking for the other effect.
It's oak-infused metal.
Well, there's an additional type of flask that you guys may not know about. They're called rum runners. So when my cousin got married, we went on a cruise before he got married. And there's these things called rum runners. They're these plastic flasks. And I don't know if you know this.
I told you I don't drink anything out of a plastic bottle.
It's only in plastic temporarily.
It's like a
flask.
Malleable plastic flask. So when you go on a cruise, if you buy alcohol at a port of call, as soon as you take the alcohol on the ship, they confiscate it because they don't want you drinking the alcohol that you bought.
They want you to buy their alcohol.
Right, because that's how they make their money. So we get off at this port of call. We buy a bottle of Captain Morgan for $5.
Wow.
We go into this bathroom.
Dang.
And we're pouring this bottle of Captain Morgan into these rum runner flasks so that we can take this alcohol back onto the ship.
So what does it look like?
It's literally like a little plastic bag.
Is
that
it
looks
like a dry
like a flask.
Bag?
Okay.
Almost.
So,
that's what I got you, Rob.
I was about to say, you got me like a mermaid, like an aerial mermaid.
I
want to
tell you something
flask.
Amazing, and I wouldn't call it a flask, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
What we did when I went on my cruise, we went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Box of Joe.
Box of Joe.
I was about to say the same thing because we've
done
that too.
We said, can we get two Box of Joes that were empty? And the guy was like, why would you want? I was like, no questions asked. I'll give you all the money for a full Box of Joe.
Right.
Just do not fill it up. Took the box apart. There's
a plastic
bladder. Bag in there, like
a
bladder.
Yeah, so it's similar to that.
And I filled the whole thing up with one bottle of like scotch, one bottle of rum, and folded it into my suit.
Yeah,
and that was it.
So,
this is a pretty well-known pirate way to bring.
So this is a similar way.
Pirates,
but
right there.
But when you go to the port of call, you can get the alcohol for cheaper.
Right.
So you know, we're my cousin's. You know, he's bought this alcohol. We're pouring it into these flasks. Now he's got to get it back on the ship. So he's wearing a bathing suit.
No.
Right?
He's Are you sure this isn't an Adam Sandler movie you're talking about?
No. He's wearing this bathing suit. Mind you, we're in a handicapped stall bathroom.
Wait a second. Why is that important?
Wait, the both of you are in
both
there?
Both of you are no, in the same stall?
It's both of us and my other friend. It's the three of us.
Three of you are in a handicapped yeah. stall?
At 9 in the morning.
9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
So we got four different of these little plastic flasks. So he puts two of these into his cargo shorts. So as he's walking, yeah, exactly. His shorts are swinging. And I'm like, I don't know if this is a good idea. He puts the other one in like the small of his back. So he's got two in one pocket, one in the other, and one in the small of his back. I'm like, I think he should have put the other one somewhere else. So we try to get this on the ship. So he's walking onto the ship. He goes through the metal detector. And he walks through, and the guy on the ship is like, excuse me, sir, your pockets? He's like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, your pockets. You mean these pockets?
Large swinging right, bags.
Exactly.
These giant sacks.
His pockets are swinging back and forth. So he empties out one of his pockets, and he's like, he gives him the two flasks. He's like, oh, sir, you can't take this on. You can't do this. You know, you can't take the alcohol on. He's like, okay. So he didn't empty out the other pocket. He starts walking back. She's like, excuse me, sir, your other pocket. He's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, your other pocket, sir. He's like, oh, you mean this pocket? So, and long story short, you know, too late for that, whatever. He gives him the other flask.
At the end of his long story?
He only got the one flask in the small of his back through.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was only a $5 bottle of alcohol. But, you know, you can use flask for that purpose to get it
See,
on.
See, I wouldn't...
Look at me, Irish.
I understand.
I'm the flask in
Look
now.
At me. I'm the captain now. No, I agree with that, but I wouldn't call that a flask.
Yeah.
No, listen. Oh. Here's the thing. If you know people are going to ask for the alcohol and you're having to shove it down your pants to get it, that's like if you're not an alcoholic, you don't
go need to go
those
through
measures.
All of that.
You're yeah. like, you know what? No, the rules are
you don't
against
mule
it.
You gotta, alcohol.
You got to put it where they're not going to
so
check.
So clearly, I can go without alcohol for this amount of time, then it's fine.
No way.
Like, the thing that makes flask associated with alcoholics is... I have to have this
have
to live.
To sneak this
Therefore,
in.
I'm going to shove it down my pants and walk through the thing.
I think in this activity, it was like a group alcohol.
Clip.
Like he was bringing alcohol for the whole group. You know what
so
I mean?
It's just he's
so
socially
they didn't have
drinking.
To pay.
Well, when you think about like a drink being
not,
like $8 each.
I'm not
yeah,
saying like
for
he's
an
trying
entire
to
week.
Save money and everything
yeah.
else, but the connotation
yeah.
is that. Alcohol is outlawed in this place.
I actually agree with Max
Therefore,
on this one.
Therefore, I'm going to smuggle it in. Therefore, just that whole line of thought is like worth questioning.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
But I still
I'm
don't
not
call
saying
it a flask.
I would do anything
that,
different.
That is not a
I'm
flask.
Just saying.
Yeah. That's a bladder.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I tell you,
like, when I say, hey, I'm going to bring a flask, you think in a little
like
metal...
Like a metal container.
Little metal, like, flat container that I'm putting in my jacket pocket, not a bladder of... A whole bladder of a bottle of rum.
You can tape to your legs.
There's a whole other tier above that where, like, you got a person just, like, going to their daily work, like, shoving it in their pocket.
Yes.
Like, oh, man, I'm taking this with me. It's not like, oh, I'm trying
to
get
through the day.
That's a red flag.
I need this.
Yeah.
It's like a Capri Sun.
That's like an adult Capri Sun.
The whole point is it's not a typically socially accepted occasion for alcohol, whether it's because of, like, the instated rules or because of the social, like, norms, and that's why you're bringing it in. That's the whole point of a flask.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, I think we put that subject to bed.
Yes.
I tell you, though, if that's I was with you, Trash Panda, we would have got all of that in.
You know
what
why?
Would you have done?
Do you know why?
What would you have done differently to get it in?
Because
there?
Those two, you know where they would have put? Right in my butt, because I have no butt, so it looks just like a butt. They're not going to search a butt. It's going to be in my butt pockets. It's going to be in my butt pockets.
Sean really is devoid of a butt.
So next
you know
time
what
I go on a cruise,
say,
I'm taking Sean Wong.
You take Sean and just have him load up his fake butt
tell you guys,
with
I want to tell you guys a fun fact
to
about Sean Wong.
To all listeners of the podcast, take Sean Wong with you on your cruise.
Just take Sean Wong everywhere. If you're
wins.
Going anywhere, bring Sean Wong.
I will
take
win.
Sean Wong.
He wins in life.
I will
he
win.
Wins life everywhere he goes.
You know what? I was talking to Sean Wong the other day, and we're joking around.
You guys
and,
are roommates, right?
Yeah.
That's a fairly recent thing. I don't know if you've even brought that up on the podcast.
It's been a couple months.
That you guys have been roommates.
At least. When did I move in?
That's pretty good.
A while ago, but we were at lunch and we were talking and I don't know how fanny packs got brought up. Oh, Lord. And I was like, man, stinking fanny packs are so stupid. Like, who wears fanny packs? Sean's like, I have fanny packs. Multiple.
Packs?
How like, many?
Multiple fanny packs.
Yeah, at home.
Where like, do you wear them?
Like, this is a everywhere. Thing that he wears.
I've never seen you with a fanny pack.
I don't have it here. I have it at home.
It's back in Hawaii.
I used to have fanny packs when I was a kid. When I was a little kid, like, I remember having,
had a
like,
fanny pack
I'm not
in 1995.
Talking about little kid. I'm talking about 2016, Sean Wong.
Will full be walking grown adult.
With, like, mango slices in one side.
And pineapple like, slices.
Pineapple slices in one side.
And a bladder
a
of
bladder
rum.
Of rum.
He's like a snack kangaroo.
Fanny packs are the best, like... I swear, I wear them all the time because you can put everything inside.
I'm not going to debate you.
It's basically a purse that you have on your belt.
It's basically
a man
purse. I'm
not
going to
debate you on the usefulness of a fanny pack. But I will debate you on the ridiculousness of a fanny pack.
I don't care what anyone thinks about me. I'm functional, boy.
Good for you.
The other day, he's like, man, I wish I had my strippers. Oh, man, if I had my fanny pack, I'd have my strippers in there and like my screwdrivers.
To be fair, that's the tool.
Wire. What? Wire. Strippers. He's replacing car
radios.
Just wait.
When I go back home, I'm going to bring all my cool things. I'm going to bring my fanny packs. I'm going to bring two of them.
I have one
that's like Aloha print. It's kind of like black with like kind of like a light tan Aloha print. Quicksilver
He's
brand.
Got one to match every outfit.
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, on that note, what are we...
Let's take a break. Let's do a little breaky poo.
And then we'll come back and we'll blow your mind with some more knowledge.
Oh, snap. I can't wait.
On
you
Nullcast
will learn something.
Episode 21.
If you're learning something on the Nullcast...
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
In a foreign letter's gang, my bonnie dear.
And we're back to episode number
That was like, I hit the button and you just jumped
Boom,
on that.
I get on that. You know I get after it. So,
that's a really weird thing
Robert
to say.
Robertina wanted to tell us something about makeup.
Oh, dear. What?
It wasn't
smells,
about that.
One or the other.
They're both the same.
What were you saying about smells?
Just that when I smell something, I'll think it smells like one thing. But then when I actually consult someone who is also smelling the same thing, he'll be like, that's not what it smells like.
Is this like
Are
the
you
color
nose
thing?
Deaf?
Is this the color thing with
smells?
Are we
getting smells? Into some
super No, because...
Right now?
Are you anosmic?
It's happened at least twice. It's happened more than that, but two times I can remember.
With like, okay, with dumb things like...
No, like
Oh,
with,
this smells like...
No, like
popcorn.
Legitimate smells. Like... We're driving through a redwood forest.
And she thought it smelled like sandwiches. It was unmistakably, it smelled like the redwood forest. And she thought it smelled like sandwiches.
I like took a big whiff expecting this epic smell.
Like, what do you think it
Only
smells like?
Only found here. And it smelled like a sandwich.
What kind of sandwiches?
Smelled like a sandwich. Like,
I don't totally agree with you, but I understand, like...
Because like bologna doesn't smell like ham, doesn't smell like peanut butter. Like what?
It was
like,
a, it was a
context,
roast beef
lady.
Sub.
It smelled like a the redwood so, forest
okay.
smells like a roast beef sub.
So smell is very closely related to taste. And to me, certain things that are very different taste similar. And it's not like that they taste the same, but there are elements like, okay, I'll give you an example. Mushrooms and root beer.
No, they did not taste at all.
But they're very like earthy.
I don't
root
even know what that means. I hear
I
that a lot.
I can't even wrap my head around
I hear that a lot,
that
but I don't know what that means.
That makes sense.
It's
to
not
me.
The yeah. taste. It's like there's something else about it that just tastes similar. Like so I can understand what you're saying. Like obviously it smells like the redwoods, but maybe there was something in it there that made you think, oh man.
Roast beef.
The other thing I smelled skunk.
I love the smell of skunk.
And I thought it smelled like something else.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It smells like other things.
Okay,
hold on,
pause. Have you smelled dead skunk or fresh skunk?
Both. I think.
Both.
Because they're two radically different
yes.
smells to me. Driving along the road and like a skunk got hit is way different than a skunk was been in your garage and sprayed.
I
like,
won't say
in your
skunk
garage.
Is so sweet.
Welcome
it's
to Wisconsin,
like,
people.
Sweet, like, oh my god, that's the worst thing I ever smelled.
I won't say that I love
like,
the smell of skunk,
bad.
But I don't dislike it. People like smell skunk like, oh god, that's so disgusting. I'm like,
That's how people feel about gas too. Sometimes they're like, "Oh, gas smells the worst."
Gas smells great.
But sometimes they're like,
"I do not like gas."
Really?
Really?
Yep. I don't like gas.
Wow. It is all I could do to keep putting my face directly into the tank.
I like potpourri.
As an adult, I used to love gas as a kid, but I hate it now.
And you've grown out of gasoline.
No way.
You think you're too good for us?
I hang out of the window when they're pumping the gas in Jersey, and I'm just like,
maybe it's just like where you're from.
I don't like that.
The gas smells different.
We're from Florida, and we love gas. Yes.
That's the worst Southern accent I've ever heard.
y'all gonna bring some gas over?
It's getting worse and worse. I do remember a podcast where we talked about somebody's car catching on fire at a gas station in Florida.
Yep.
So I feel like when you smell gas, you probably smell other things too, like flame suppressant, burning hair.
Yeah.
That's right. Like whether or not you should pump your own gas was a...
That was recent to me.
Yeah. You know what I just remembered is you guys went... It wasn't for your honeymoon, or was it? You guys went to Hawaii.
We didn't go for our honeymoon.
It wasn't for him, it was just vacation.
You went on a vacation to Hawaii.
Just for funsies.
That's where Sean's from.
Hawaii, boy.
Discuss.
Yeah, boy.
It was great.
Which island did you go to?
Go.
We went to Kauai.
I love Kauai.
It was
amazing.
Are
you from Kauai?
No, I'm from Oahu.
Oh.
What's the size difference?
Oahu is, I guess...
What's the biggest one?
I don't know how.
The Big Island?
The biggest is the Big Island, which is called Hawaii. That is by far the biggest.
Okay,
like,
and then
to drive from one side to the other, it's like 3 hours.
Boy.
It's like huge.
Big Island. Get you some.
Kauai.
Get
you some. So
Hawaii is not like that.
Population-wise,
it is.
Oahu has a million people.
Wow.
What part of Oahu are you from, though?
Trademark.
I am from the southwest-ish.
Is that the most populated island, Oahu?
Yeah, by far. A million people.
That's where Honolulu is,
Kauai has like 50,000 people. We have like a trillion more people.
But the population...
If you have a million...
More. Let's put it in like regular terms.
Yeah.
Let's put it in like American terms.
Break it down for us.
American terms.
Hawaii is America.
On Oahu, Walmart closes never because it's 24 hours. On Kauai, Walmart closes at best 10.
That is the most American explanation I can imagine.
You know what?
Everybody understands what he's talking about.
Hey, when does your Walmart close?
So for a couple
of
weeks.
If your Walmart closes, you live in a small town.
So for a couple of weeks, Rob was up here and we weren't. Max is still not up here,
right,
but he visits.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, yeah, me and Dave, we went to Walmart to like hang out. Like you guys went to Walmart one night.
That was the destination. Was
just
let's go
fun.
To Walmart.
In
my mind, I was like, my God, you guys really just scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No.
When I got up here, I was like, I gotta go to Walmart. And I went to Walmart.
Thing.
I just walked around like, this is amazing. Like,
this is the best place. Yeah, absolutely.
And I have this theory. I might have talked about this before. Maybe I didn't. But no matter where you are, like there are some towns on Long Island that are rich towns.
Yeah.
And everybody you see walking around has like really nice designer clothing on. Like they're all driving nice cars. But there'll be a Walmart there. You go to that Walmart and the people in that Walmart do not match the town. Like it pulls.
They have their hair in rollers.
It pulls the scum out of the town.
Absolutely.
And they just all dwell inside a Walmart.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about like freaks. I'm talking about like abnormal people with like extra arms. And they're wearing like overalls with no shirts on. Just really, really, really trashy people.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
And the nice thing is, like, you could wake up in the morning and you'd be like, you haven't shaved, like, you haven't taken a shower, like, you're scuzzy and you're nasty, and you're like,
you know what? Your pajama pants.
I could go to Walmart right now and not stick out as
and
weird.
And be number one. Like,
you could be, like, king of the Walmart.
Most handsome person there.
Yes.
I remember as a teenager once, like, the big prank we wanted to pull in my small town, me and a few of my friends woke up in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock, and we were gonna go to Walmart and fill my aunt's bathtub with goldfish, like break into my aunt's
that's amazing
fill her bathtub with goldfish, and we didn't, but
we didn't.
You know how magic
my small town
story
middle,
something that could have happened
my small town in the middle of the winter.
Where are you from?
At like
Washington.
Yeah, closed at midnight in
Washington
the middle of
D.C.
No state.
Real close to Baltimore, huh?
Sure. Yeah.
So what's the Washington Monument like?
Well, could I'm not real be good friends with away. Obama. Super good friends.
Obama. You guys just hanging out all the time?
Like
I thought he was from Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii.
He looks Hawaiian.
He's from Hawaii.
But I mean, here's the
thing. Yeah, he comes
all
to
right.
Hawaii every year.
Like, you can talk about the clientele of Walmart all you want, but the point is they have the best price.
Yeah.
No,
like, how many
no,
times
no,
do you search
no,
something?
No.
Whole
it's the most
long,
convenient.
Long Island.
It's the most convenient.
Where there is no Walmart ever because we're the city people. We're going to keep them out.
Like, I just said there's, like, tons of Walmarts.
Look.
Even in the rich
cheap,
towns, there's Walmarts.
From China, it's amazing.
No. It's convenient.
Is that...
It's not the cheapest though. Because you can buy stuff online.
You live in a bubble.
No,
you can, it's the cheapest. No. You want tires? You go to Walmart.
You can
want
buy a toaster? Stuff,
you go to Walmart.
You can buy stuff
it
online.
It comes straight from China to the Walmart warehouse, and then it goes to
You're
the
wrong.
Retail store, and it's the cheapest.
You can not, buy stuff
this podcast
online.
Brought to you by Walmart.
Not all Walmarts have an auto online. Center.
Really?
That's what she fixated on.
This is not like, a discussion no about the different grades of Walmart.
No, you can buy stuff online.
The fact is,
better quality,
Walmart
cheaper
is giant.
Than Walmart.
It is evil. It is oppressive, and it is cheap.
I have never been more disappointed than going to a Walmart and finding it not be a service, a super center.
What is the difference?
Because there are Walmarts out there that are not Walmart
supercenters. They don't sell food.
And I want nothing to do with that Walmart.
It's just like
would you buy
lamps.
The food from a Walmart?
Oh, yeah, all the
yeah.
time. Oh, super
dude.
Cheap.
Dude, great value everywhere.
I can buy like 16 yogurts for
giant
like $2.
Okay, relax, relax, relax.
Aldi is better
relax.
Than Walmart. Let's just say it.
Take it.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to start a fight right
Aldi,
now, woman?
Aldi.
I will take my shoes off.
I don't know what the heck
you
people are talking about.
Did you know that the richest man in all of Germany owns Aldi? Bam. Really?
I've never said
wait,
foot
wait,
in
wait,
Aldi
wait.
Before in
time
my
out,
life.
Time out. What the heck is Aldi?
I have no idea.
It's a grocery store.
Ghetto grocery store that is in...
It's only ghetto because we're from Baltimore.
That's right.
Yeah, everything in Baltimore is ghetto.
All across the U.S., Aldi is considered ghetto, but it's the best prices.
You
cheap
have
prices.
To use a quarter to get... A cart.
Yeah. That's where they make
so
their
what?
Money.
Enough
said.
So it's
like
the
prepared foods.
Money.
Enough said.
There's no plastic bags.
Moving
As you
on.
Shop, you literally have to steal boxes, empty boxes from the
Is
like,
it an ethnic,
the aisles of the grocery store.
Grocery store?
No.
Why is it got to
no,
be ethnic?
No. Like growing up, what, the
Do
town
mean,
I was in was like very...
Or what are you talking about?
Growing
is
up, the town that I lived in was like little Puerto Rico, like... The grocery stores were like Puerto Rican grocery stores.
Oh, like Sabor.
And there was no bags. Like you said, you had to like fight for boxes
yeah.
to get.
There was Absolutely. One of those.
But there was always like super fresh fruit. Like it was the greatest
you
place
You grew
to shop.
Up in a bubble.
No, you grew up in Long Island.
How did I grow up
Aldi's
in a bubble?
The, greatest.
The city is
You
a
grew up
bubble.
In a bubble. You're from like the
I'm
Midwest.
I'm from the entire country.
You're from the
That's
Midwest.
That's what the whole rest of the place is like.
There's like
yeah,
15,
New York.
You
like
should 15, definitely, you should see the waveform
There's like
this.
15 people in your whole
you
town.
Peaking. You grew up in a bubble.
And you know what? There's a billion towns
like that. There's
more
people
that.
In my
there's
town
as
than your
Long
whole state.
Say,
you grew up in a bubble.
1 trillion towns like that.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
But listen, Aldi is amazing.
So, what's her name again?
Nicole.
Robertina. Nicole. Nicole had what? She had a question about food. What was your question?
I would like to know.
Okay.
Personal question to each of you. You don't have to talk over each other.
That's gonna happen anyway. Welcome to the MoCast.
Yeah, right.
Someone's
this is
throwing shade.
We don't turn up and down microphones over here.
This episode's
What is a food?
This will never air. Sorry, keep going.
We haven't ever had an argument on the NullCast.
We just did.
Ever?
We always have
stores.
Arguments. Who knew?
Get the
They're
blood
so
up.
What about food? Come on.
Grocery stores get the blood up.
Get it out. Come on.
What is a food that you feel that you could eat more of than any other person in the room?
Sushi. Done.
Gummy bears.
So you think that...
No.
You could eat more
Smart
sushi
food, popcorn.
I could beat
than
you.
Anyone. No, you're considering the room.
I could probably,
I am considering
I
the room.
I'm not going to challenge
I could
Bob
beat Chris.
No.
Smart food popcorn.
You don't call around no popcorn for
eats
nothing.
One metric ton of smart food popcorn every
They don't call
week.
It Rob No
popcorn. popcorn.
When you go into our local store, it's labeled Rob Popcorn.
It should
popcorn.
Be. This is Rob Knoll's popcorn right here. The Smart Balance white Parmesan popcorn.
Smart food.
Whatever. Smart Balance.
I'm
yeah,
pretty
the
sure it's
He doesn't even have it there enough to know what the name of it
it's
is.
Smart food. I know what it is.
It's,
that white
it's,
Parmesan popcorn.
It's white cheddar.
It's cheddar.
It is white cheddar.
Sambuck.
Cheddar.
It's I'm telling you. It has cheese on
he eats it so fast he doesn't even read the label.
Do you,
doesn't even
do you add Parmesan to
Every
the
bag? Every once in a while I just eat Styrofoam packing peanuts and I don't even know what I'm doing.
With Parmesan.
Parmesan.
Yeah, with Parmesan.
So is there a basis for this question?
I'm just
curious.
Do you
have a food that you think that you could eat more than any of us?
Well, I recently discovered a snack food called Pirate's Booty.
Girl, that stuff is
Girl,
so
that booty,
good.
Girl.
It's along the same lines as white cheddar, because it's white cheddar. It's probably like the same powder.
Okay.
Except it's on these little like Cheeto style
puffs. Okay.
White booty, is this called?
No, it's not pirate booty.
Are we sure the powder on the popcorn and the booty isn't a drug?
What's it called? White booty?
It's called Pirate's Booty.
It's called Pirate's Booty.
The bags are really tiny.
Oh, man. As in, like, it's treasure. Addictive.
There's really not much to it.
So this isn't. But this isn't like
it's what, disappointingly small.
This isn't what snack do you like the most? Like, you literally think you can eat more than me and Rob can because, of that thing.
Because yes.
I could throw down some pirate booty and I don't even know what it is. There's a quote for you. That's gonna be somebody's ringtone.
Tweet that.
Hashtag pirate booty.
Into the, like, official posting.
You ever like said a sentence and then be like, shoot, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Coming out.
Never.
Yep.
No regrets in my entire life.
What's
in Pirate's Booty, Naomi?
It's a white cheddar.
We've already gone over this. It's a white cheddar puff.
Cheeto. It's a white cheddar Cheeto, but it's a corn and rice puff.
It's okay. Gluten free.
So you're convinced that you could
eat more Pirate's Booty than us.
Like, if everyone had a pound.
I'm pretty sure Rob can eat the most. There's just no way to say that. That doesn't sound weird.
I'm pretty sure Rob can eat more Pirate Booty than
us. Maybe I should have renamed it.
I really feel like I'm 12 again. I feel like that every day.
I'm pretty sure your brother is into Pirate Booty more than you.
So the point is, if everyone had a pound, you can eat your pound fastest?
No, not fastest.
No, quantity.
Quantity. So if everyone had a pound and they were like, whoa, I'm full, I could still keep going and eat another pound.
Is it because you like it so much? Or are you
it's just you like it so much that even after everyone else is like, oh, I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of the pirate booty.
I'm sick of this pirate booty.
Takis.
What?
Takis. That's what I would eat. Takis or hot Cheetos.
What the heck is a Taki?
You and hot Cheetos have a problem.
We do.
Yeah. You need to address your hot Cheeto
what's
issue.
What's a Taki?
Good. My friend.
Are you saying Taquito?
No.
Takis. You just can't say the whole word.
Do you mean Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah. Let me tell you how it is. Okay.
Uh-oh. She's gone straight Spain. Bronx on you.
Puerto Rican's way too much.
She just.
I work with a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
So they're like these little tiny small tacos that they roll in chili
That's
powder.
A keto.
It's a taquito.
No, but they come in a bag like Cheetos.
Yeah,
like.
Takis.
They're like and small. They're so small tacos boring. That they roll. Okay. So they come with taquitos.
I eat them all day. You don't even have to ask me once.
Let me ask you again. How many Takis did you eat today?
Okay, so Max, what would you be able to eat more than anybody here?
Starburst jelly beans.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Oh, my God.
You could definitely out-Starburst jelly bean me.
In one sitting, I can eat a whole bag, like 14 ounces of them things. And, like, I feel sick, but I can't stop. Like, it's like crack. Like, there's green ones and yellow ones, and they're delicious. And the red ones and the purple ones are delicious.
Takis, boy. Like the yellow ones?
Have like four. Oh my God!
Some know them as taquitos. Some I call them Takis.
No, taquitos are like a real food. It's like a rolled tortilla.
Takis
are imaginary.
No, they come in a bag, like baked.
Are they? They're not hot, right? They're not hot.
They're spicy.
No, I mean like temperature wise. Like a taquito is a rolled thing at 7-Eleven.
Taquito is like a rolled thing, but taqui is like a taco.
But these are like in a bag.
It's like a Cheeto, just like a. Lay's potato.
Okay,
chip.
So you got Pirate's Booty.
Yeah. Pirate's Booty.
You're going with Takis.
Takis.
Takis. Taquitos.
Starburst jelly beans. He's going, I'm going white popcorn. He's going gummy bears.
You go ahead.
I'm going with chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
I like chocolate fudge.
Like, yeah, like out of a bottle? Like Hershey's chocolate
no,
fudge?
No, like homemade fudge.
Like homemade fudge.
I honestly don't think I've ever had fudge.
What?
What?
Are you kidding?
Have
you
had Takis? Now who grew up in a bubble?
Biba grew up in a bubble.
Have you had saltwater taffy?
All my life. What?
You had saltwater taffy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not
imagine
really
that. What
is? How is that related to fudge?
Because in my head, when you go
he
to the beach,
he's like, imagine that, but fudge.
That's not the
that
same.
Is not what I picture. I picture like a cake almost.
I'm telling you, Florida kids. I don't know what they're thinking.
School, no, man. because when you go to the beach, you go to Candy Kitchen.
Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey thing.
They sell fudge and they sell saltwater taffy. So I feel like if you've ever had saltwater taffy,
what's Candy Kitchen,
and come in contact with that,
so Biba, you've eaten Twizzlers.
Okay. It's like that fudge.
Have you ever had steak? If you've had steak, then you've had fudge.
Just imagine Twizzlers is made out of chocolate, but not Twizzly at all.
if you go to like a tourist town and they have like an old town America section, you have like like a gift store and then like a fudge store and like a saltwater taffy and like a candy.
Here's what you do.
In the
you
Midwest, if
I
you
know
go,
what
if
fudge
you,
is.
No, but if you go to a county fair,
I just
you
never
have
had
like
it.
Fudge and like
no,
saltwater taffy.
No, because you asked if it came out of a
two
bottle.
Two sticks of butter
and like
three cups of sugar. Melt it. Then you add a cup, 8 ounces of carbonated milk.
Yeah, sweetened condensed
milk. Melt that all together.
What kind of milk?
Sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah, sweetened condensed
carnated?
Milk.
Carnated?
Yeah. Carnation.
Carnation milk. Carnation. That's the brand.
Yes, carnated is the sound.
I need that carnated milk.
This podcast brought to you by Carnation Milk.
Add some...
you need to carnate some fudge.
Add some chocolate chips. Carnation. And Jet Puff marshmallow, and then melt it all together. You got some fudge.
It, as
man,
a melted,
yourself a stew going.
Melted as a melted like goop, or
no,
you
then
let
it sets
like,
up.
Yeah, then it sets up.
I'm picturing like a condensed cake in my mind.
It's
like that.
It's sort of like that, but more like Twizzlers.
What? Shut up about the Twizzlers.
But it is cold.
Okay.
Like it's dry and congealed.
So how much do you think you could eat?
Oh,
I could probably eat 3 pounds easily.
Holy
easily and not get diabetes.
No, you don't get diabetes immediately.
You got the sugar. You got the sugar right there.
I would not get diabetes. Cubic inch of fudge. I do not like fudge.
I don't either.
It's disgusting.
I could eat a little cube of it and I'm done.
Let's not get crazy. I could eat a pound of it. Okay,
the first time I met Naomi, tell her.
We went to lunch. We were at lunch. I was at lunch at his house. And his mom had made fudge because we were coming over for lunch. And so she's like, here, have some fudge for like dessert.
Here, have some fudge.
So I
is that how your mom says?
My mom and your mom are twins and they don't know it.
So I pick up a square of fudge.
Hi, Cindy.
It's Kim.
No.
He's talking to my mom.
Oh.
He's like, Kim.
So I take
Kim,
a square of fudge. It's a generous square that's been cut, right?
Okay.
A fudge, because she's
how
made
generous?
Like a double batch.
Would you say a pound of square?
It's like that big, right?
I was thinking like
explain
boom,
it, explain
generous.
It in pirate booty terms.
How many pirate booties
it's
worth?
A snack size.
Snack
oh,
size.
Snack
pirate.
Size
okay,
booty.
Do your fingers again, just because this is a radio. So it's like 1 inch by 4 inches.
That's
yeah.
not that generous.
That's not
generous
four.
Is like
yeah,
it's 6
but
by
it's
six.
Also thick. No, it's also
thick.
Thick.
Okay, one
thick.
By four
half
by
half. Thick.
It's a thick to me. Right? So I try to eat it, and it's so sweet. And I'm like, I can't just...
Because all that carnated milk.
Just back off on the carnated
I'm like,
milk.
I can't.
This hair is carnated
like,
milk.
I need to take small bites. It's like a flourless chocolate
but this
cake.
Man can eat 3 pounds. He's
what
easily,
I see him
easily.
Doing.
Like,
I'm like nibbling.
Without
not even worried
eye.
About it.
Right, I'm like nibbling on it because I'm like, oh, this is sweet. Like I'm letting it melt in my mouth. I gaze across the table.
at a full grown grizzly
he's
bear.
He's taken the piece off the top and put the whole thing in his mouth.
I like to think he did the cartoon style thing where they cut one slice of cake and then they take the other piece.
He just folds it up into one mouth.
And I'm looking at her like, what's her problem?
Why is she nibbling on this fudge? Get
like,
to it.
What's she trying to...
I'm marrying this girl.
She's trying to impress
somebody. She can't even handle her fudge.
Impress somebody.
She's got a whole bag of pirate booty under the table, though.
Yeah. She's eating pirate
booty.
A little
bit.
When you're full up on pirate booty, you got no room for fudge.
I just remember, I felt shocked.
Okay, in
like,
this relationship,
oh my
you're the
goodness.
Fudge eater.
How can he be eating that much fudge at once?
I think for me, it's pistachios.
Oh.
Like when I start eating pistachios, I get into this rhythm and I'm just cracking these nuts open and just eating these stinking delicious little green
things. Like
knitting
things. Or something.
Okay, hold on. Now, I do not think of myself as a patient man. But I think of you as an even less patient man. And
well,
like pistachios is
no.
the most annoying food I have ever encountered.
Out of all the nuts, that's the easiest nut to eat.
Oh, God.
Because like peanuts are just a mess.
Dude, I
so
get roasted
like,
almonds and they're just like bam, like handful
I'm not
in my mouth.
I'm talking about shelled nuts. Like if you, any other nut you have to crack or peanuts just kind of just fall apart and there's just dust everywhere. Yeah. Pistachios, once you get the motion down, crack, pop them, crack them, pop them,
so
crack
long.
Them, pop man. I love those things.
I like the micro salt that's on them that they put on them to make it get
oh,
inside the shell.
I do know what you mean by micro salt.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of sunflower seeds.
No, pistachios are similar. I mean, pistachios are similar kind
really?
Of salt. It's like
they have to
salt.
Toss it in this micro salt so that it makes it inside the pistachio shell so that when you crack it open, it's salty.
I did not know that.
Keeps you coming back
the more
for
you
more.
Know. You know.
Yeah, they use a similar thing for pirate booty and Takis.
was a good question. That was a good question.
Yeah, that was.
And we've learned that Andrew can eat a disturbing amount of fudge.
I want to challenge this because I'm still.
I don't want to watch you throw up.
I want to watch you eat 3 pounds of fudge easily.
Oh, God. I want to get to Keto's and blow her mind.
That was a
way to say that.
That was a callback from the last show that happened 2 months ago.
Such a long time ago.
Such a long time ago. I'm glad we were able to make it.
Do you guys remember when we came here for episode 14 and we all sat around?
Wow.
I think our seating was
before I grew this beard.
Yeah.
A hefty beard.
Oh, another callback. Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Neck beard.
I didn't hear that one. What was the other callback?
That out.
That neck beard.
Oh, the neck beard. Gotcha. Yep. All right. Well, I think we've approached the end of episode 15.
That was amazing.
Which is halfway to 30.
Wow. Wait until the 30th episode.
I'm
of
really depressed.
We're
just thinking about 30.
We're shooting off fireworks. Live on the Nullcast.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to see them. Just hear the cracks and pops.
Just hear us in the background.
You'll be able to see them. What does the future hold?
Does the Nullcast go to video?
Does iTunes support video?
Yes, it does. Video podcast.
Video podcast?
Yes.
What?
When are you guys going to get a soundboard?
Does Google Play support video podcast?
We'll get a soundboard after Shure or Electrovoice sponsors me some microphones.
What would you like? You mean a soundboard like during the thing we can like shoot lasers off?
Yeah, exactly.
We could probably do that right now, but I feel like the quality of our podcast would drop so ridiculously.
Even further into the
because
ground.
Because half of the words would just be laser beams.
Rob is basically a manual soundboard. I've seen his soundboard work. What was that?
I have a zip file on my computer of sounds from Rob.
That's true.
The bird.
I heard all of them.
Well, thank you for joining us on Nullcast episode 14. We're going to work you out with some.
This is 15.
Yeah, episode 12. What did I say?
You got my disease.
Well, we'll see you next time, guys.
All right, see you back on Nullcast 27.
Mr. Bogenschild, thou fear, thou art to love and him say dear, noch du will me for thee. Bye, Bonnie.